New analysis of Australia's weather shows that we've just lived through the hottest winter on record. The report from the Climate Council, an independent not-for-profit organisation, has found that the winter broke 260 records. Our reporter Angela Lavoie-Pierre asked the Council's CEO Amanda McKenzie about the title of the report, Australia's Weird Winter.
So across Australia this winter, we've seen 260 heat and low rainfall records broken across the country. And average maximum temperatures were about 2 degrees above average. We've seen particularly hot temperatures in WA, Northern Territory, Queensland. So they've all had their highest maximum July temperature. But it's also been dry too, and that's been a feature, particularly in the southeast. So, for instance, Victoria experienced 77% below average rainfall in June.
260 records broken, that's a pretty staggering number. What kind of records are we talking about there, and can you give us some more examples?
The records that were broken across the winter vary across the country. But to give you some sense of it, Victoria had its lowest rainfall on record, for instance, in June. We saw the second driest June on average across the country, and Canberra too had its driest June on record. We had some warm weather too, so the average maximum temperature in Northern Australia for winter was the highest on record, more than 2 degrees above average. And Queensland, WA, Northern Territory all had their highest winter average maximum temperature. And it was the driest winter over the whole of Australia since 2002.
You've mentioned some of the areas that have been worse affected by this hot, dry winter. Are there any areas of Australia especially that were spared?
Well, overall in the country in the last 15 years, we've seen record hot temperatures occurring 12 times more often than record cold temperatures in Australia. So you'll still see some record cold temperatures. There was a few in Victoria and New South Wales, for instance, of an evening. But for the most part, we saw more. It was more likely to be hot records broken, dry records broken than any cold records.
What does this report have to say about why winter was especially warm and dry?
So we know that climate change is driving global temperatures to rise, and the result of that in Australia is worsening heat waves, and that's through the whole of the year. So we don't really think about winter as having heat waves, but of course this report shows that the temperatures across winter were record breaking. And it also means dry conditions for the southeast and southwest of Australia. When you put together dry conditions, hot conditions, you set the scene for a dangerous bushfire season ahead. And what we've listed in this report is a bushfire risk for many parts of Australia being above normal. So approximately one third of Australia has above normal bushfire risk, including Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Adelaide and Canberra. So it's a big proportion of Australia needs to be very cautious about the bushfire season ahead.
Whenever we have extreme weather events, we're often told that it's not possible to explicitly link those weather events to climate change. Is the same true of those weather patterns?
Often the wrong question is asked about extreme weather events. So it's often asked, what is the cause? There's never one cause of any extreme weather event. There's obviously a whole multitude of factors. What we know is that global temperature has now been rising for many decades, and that's influencing all weather around the world. We've seen a 1 degree increase in temperature, and that influences all extreme weather events as well as just weather events in general.
That's Angela Lavoie-Pierre speaking to the CEO of the Climate Council, Amanda McKenzie.